Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Our final Mishnah in this perek, Mishnah Yud, discusses practices that are neither medically validated nor scientifically based, but are believed to have medicinal value. And as connected, of course, to carrying for our, because it's in our perek. Yotzim bebeisas hachargol. It is permitted to go out with the egg of a chargol, which is a type of locust. Why would you want to do that? Apparently, this was supposed to cure an earache. So if you carried around this locust egg, then your earache would get better. Ubashen shel shual, you're allowed to go out carrying a fox tooth, because if you carry around a fox tooth, it will cure your insomnia. Uvemasmer hatzaluv, and you're allowed to go out carrying a nail from a gallows on which somebody was hanged. Why would you want to do that? It is supposed to cure a swollen wound. And so all of these things are permitted. You're allowed to carry these things into Rosh Hashanah Rabim on Shabbos, Mishum Refuah. You're allowed to do this because it is to heal you. It is to make you healthy. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, the Chachamim completely disagree. The Chachamim Omrim. The Chachamim say, listen, these things have no medical or scientific basis. And so, not only can you not carry them on Shabbos, but Af Bechol Aser. It's even forbidden for you to do these things on the weekday. Why? Mishum Darkei HaEmori. Because it is a violation of the Isser of following the ways of the Emorites, meaning following the superstitions of the idol worshippers. If the idol worshippers do it, that doesn't automatically make it bad. If there is some scientific reason why it should be valid and why it should work, or if it is medically recognized as efficacious, that it really makes people better, then fine. There's no Isser of Darkimura at all, because we're not required by the Torah to avoid doing things simply because non-Jews do them if they make sense. However, if it is a superstition, if it is something that is believed to have an impact, but there is no medical validation that it actually works, or it's certainly not agreed to in the medical community that it works, and it does not appear to work on scientific principles, it's more of a segula kind of thing, then if that is from its source, is from the idol worshippers, then we are forbidden from doing that, even during the week.